It's Candy O 742. Stand by, Mariah Carey next.
I would rather be in the field of animation. You know, feel like I could be myself, yet someone different at the same time.
Bringing a world perspective to today's news.
Why voiceover? It's powerful, it's creative, it's cool.
Oh yes, voiceover is cool, but it's not as cool as talking shop with Dan Lothian and Law Lapidus.
What's that? It should be Law Lapidus first, then Dan Lothian?
Eh, they'll fix it in post. This is Mike, Camera, Action.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. I'm ready to talk about scams. How
scams.
About you?
Have you seen that show on CNBC? And it's called American Greed.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's a wonderful show. And it basically lays out some scam that somebody did in the finance world or some insurance scam or something. And it's always something that looks very good, seems so promising, may even work at the beginning because the scam is that the people who get in early are paid off. But at some point,
<That's right.
laughs> at some point, the house of cards crumbles and people are left with nothing. In fact, sometimes worse than nothing because they're stripped of everything that they had and life sort of, goes downhill from there. And so we're not talking about those big mountain,
life-altering
scams.
You know what I wonder about those, Dan? Do you notice that the actors always look a lot better than the real people? I always wonder if the real people are watching those.
I know.
Really generally pissed that, you know, that doesn't look like me, but I wish I looked like that.
That's right. I saw the one on My Life. And Dan Lothian and I was a white woman with blonde hair. And that's when it's like, wait a minute, come on, that's a little too creative license that they're taking here on my story.
I love it.
But you're right. That's always that funny thing. I've thought about that before. It's like, whoa, man, the model looks way better.
It's annoying, isn't it? It's right. What's that show where they're taken away to prisons around the world?
Oh, I haven't seen
that. Jails around the world. Huh. Oh, you've seen them.
No.
Where they, average people commit these crimes and countries they shouldn't commit crimes in, and then they wind up in jail over
that.
I can't think of the name of it.
But
the people, the actors always look terrific.
Yeah,
they're so beautiful.
Right. You see it in Unsolved Mysteries. That's an old one. Or just any of these
then
kinds
you see the real people.
Right, the investigative stuff, and then they'll show you the picture of the person. You know,
right.
It's like, oh, man. Yeah, they needed to make that look a lot better for the ratings. So, not to say that I'm a shining star or anything like that, but, you know, we can always poke fun at people. But this is, it's an important issue because there are a lot of things out there in the industry, people making big promises. Mm-hmm. Sign up with us for $50, $100, $200, $500 and, you know, completely, change your career, take your career to the next level. We will make it happen, you know, in three simple steps. Mm-hmm. Bottom line is there are no easy ways to get to the top. And when we have various different programs that we offer, and all of it is about taking the time to get educated, to follow a routine. I mean, it's a long journey that we all hope will lead to success, but there are no shortcuts.
No, but these days, Dan, it's so easy to do research.
Right.
I mean, even if you know no one in the industry and there's no one you can call or check in with, just go online, go Google, go look up some background checks. It's just so easy. If there's scam alerts, if there's people, you know, talking about these organizations and you have lots and lots and lots of people talking about them, you know, there's some truth to a community response.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost a no-brainer to be able to get on your phone or your iPad and just look up the organization and look up their projects, look up their track records, see if they're a school, are they accredited, are they certified? You know, do some of that due diligence. And, you know, here's a big tip for people, and this is across the board, no matter what they're going to do, whether it's broadcasting training, whether it's actor or voiceover or modeling training, you really do need to understand and know that program and talk to people who have been through the program
and see
what they're doing. Is there any placement? Are there any connections or networking that program has offered them? Or were they sort of taken for a ride and, you know, dumped out in the back alley, so to speak, with a huge, you know, debt? Brandon and I were just talking about one school program that, you know, charges a huge tuition, calls themselves a school, and they really do have to be licensed and accredited by the state as a school.
Right.
At the same token, they offer no degree. Wow. They offer a certificate, which isn't a bad thing, but you just have to weigh these out when you're going to spend a lot of money and see, do they have placement? Are they going to have internships that are coming through?
Right.
This is all stuff that, quite honestly, is relatively easy to find out.
It is. And not only is the information out there to sort of vet these organizations, but the information is out there for you to, a lot of times, do it yourself. You know, the someone is promising, you know, pay $500 and we'll get your resume and your headshot in front of, you know, 100 different organizations. Well, you know what? I could easily do that. It doesn't take brains to do. They're not doing, and I'm not saying that everyone's like this, but when you do your due diligence, you'll find out if they're doing anything more than you could do on your own, which is just Google a bunch of email addresses and blindly send them out, because that's what some of these organizations are doing. So don't fall for it. And I hate to say this because this is so old and it's so tired and it's such a cliche, but if it sounds too good to be true,
It is.
It probably is. Because
say it again, Dan.
Yeah,
it's so true.
Good to be true. And on all these shows, American Greed and all that, people will always say when they're sitting on the other end and they just lost $1 million, they say, you know, it was in the back of my mind. This is too easy. Mm-hmm. It sounds too good to be true. It probably is, but I got sucked in. And we all get sucked in sometimes, because especially if you're desperate.
It's so true, Dan. And don't scams really prey on people who are either unknowing or ignorant to doing the research, or they just want fast success. They want overnight quick success.
Right.
Well, use your logic. Our audience is super smart, super savvy, super intelligent. They're listening to us right now, so of course we know that's true.
We love you. You're the smartest in the world.
But the reality is come on. You know, nothing's that easy. Nothing's that fast. If that were true, then everyone would be successful. Everyone would be a star.
Right.
Everyone would, as you said, would be, you know, doing those quick overnight mailings. So you have to be really careful. Keep your brain turned on. Keep the logic turned on at all times.
That's right. That's right. Because in the end, you want to be able to sign up with someone who can seriously make a difference in your career. And I found there are people who have tried a lot of these shortcuts. And because these shortcuts ended up being scams, they got discouraged. And, you know, they ended up either dropping out of the business, doing something else, because they, you know, they sent out, you know, a couple $100 to an organization that said that they were going to put together just the perfect sizzle reel that would get them, you know, a job. Or there was someone who promised, you know, that for $1.50, or, you know, for actually, it's not that cheap, because then it wouldn't be that big a deal. But, you know, for $50, you could get, you know, this big spread of really great headshots. You know, and you pay your $50 or you pay your $100, and what you got was a picture with a Polaroid.
Right.
Do they still have Polaroids, by the way?
I think so.
Or something like it.
I don't know if they're considered antiques, but
did I ever tell you, Dan, my dad is friends and did business with the guy who created the Polaroid camera.
Really?
Yes, he's alive. He's not that old. Today, he created the Polaroid. And in our industry, that used to be a term. Oh, go to the casting agency. They may take a Polaroid of you.
Right, exactly.
To see what you look like today versus your, you know, glamour shots.
You see it in the movies. It's
Yeah, I miss those.
And then you wave
it around with that smell.
Oh, yes.
I love those things. But anyway, let me talk about my favorite, one of my favorite, I should say favorite in a positive
way.
Favorite scam.
My favorite scam. No.
And how long have you been running that scam?
But to me, it's so obvious. But then again, you know, it's all about, you know, your what you know in your history. 25 years ago, I didn't realize this either. Be careful of any organization that brings you to a hotel. Can I just say that?
Yeah.
Any organization that brings you to a hotel that's not going to buy you a martini,
right,
be very careful of, okay?
Because actually, be careful of anybody who
takes you to a hotel. Be careful of them anyway. Right. And I'm going to talk to moms and dads specifically on this, because moms and dads are really the biggest ones to kind of fall into this pothole of a scam, is to be called out. You hear it on the radio. You see it in the newspapers for this major call for, typically it's kids and teens, to come out and be seen by all the big networks and all the big agencies and all the big casts. So you go into the hotel in your local area, because these are national scams, Dan. They're not localized, right. They're national. Mm-hmm. And they float around from place to place, and they rent a hotel. And you go in for maybe a weekend or 4 days or what have you, and you spend not hundreds, thousands of dollars to be in this big cattle call scene and walk on a big catwalk with 100 other kids. And be very careful of that. Now, could someone be seen and discovered?
Of course.
Sure, of course. Maybe a tiny percentage of the thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people they see are. But most are going to come through, and they're really going to pay their mortgage.
Right.
That's
exactly
what they're really going to do.
Right.
And this is a multi-million dollar industry.
Right.
And that's a scam at a very high level.
No,
so be careful of that.
Well, you know, I thought when you said a while ago that there may be that one person that made it through that. I always say, you know, a broken clock is always right twice a day. So
Very true.
Right.
I like that.
Yeah,
that's
so,
a great analogy.
So
yes.
You can always, even those kinds of, you know, throw everything and scam kind of things could produce a success story. The question is, could that person probably would have been successful with or without them?
But you know what? That person is going to be the person that they're going to hang their hat on for years to come.
Exactly.
And they're okay with it typically because they did get their discovery through that event. So they're okay. That's fine. But how many people are coming through that are not going to get that discovery?
Right.
Most.
And that's where the due diligence comes in.
Yeah.
So when you do your homework and you find out this company's been around for 10, 15 years, and only one person has gotten a serious job out of it, big flashing light.
Yep.
You know, make sure that and everyone doesn't have to be huge. I mean, you can't expect that one agency is going to produce, you know, 100 top A-listers. But you have to look and find out whether or not anyone is getting any work out of it. You know, are they offering you something more than you can get on your own? And I think that's an important question for you to ask. There are a lot of great tools out there. There are a lot of things. We're not saying you shouldn't pay for anything.
No, of course
not. You have
to pay. You have to invest.
You have to invest in your careers. But you have to go in with your eyes wide open. And you can't just throw money at things. And again, we said this earlier. If you're looking for a shortcut, then you're most likely going to run into some kind of scam. That's when people get scammed. They can see you coming down the road. Oh, this is Mr. Shortcut. This is Mrs. Shortcut.
That's the blood in the water.
That's the blood in the water, exactly. They don't want to go down the highway. They want to get off at the exit, make a U-turn, then shoot across a cornfield.
That's right.
And get to the finish line.
That's right.
And that's when they'll sell you on the first package and say, but wait, there's more.
But wait, there's more.
And next thing you know, you've paid out several thousand dollars and you're still not even at the starting line. You're still lacing your tennis shoes.
Exactly. This can happen at any level, too. So again, I'm going to appeal to my moms and dads here. You got kids who are headed to college. Okay, be careful. If they're going to go into a program for broadcasting, for acting, for anything performance art related, do the due diligence. Of course, you're going to research the program. Of course, you're going to go take a tour of the school, right? But how many of you are going into their offices and saying, I'd like to see placement, please?
Right.
How much placement is happening on graduation? I'd like to get 3 references of your students that graduated last year so I can talk to them directly on what they're doing. You know, many programs won't even give that to you.
Oh, interesting.
They won't even do it. How many of you are going to the campus while school is in session, planting yourself there and randomly talking to students about their real experiences?
Mm-hmm.
These are the things that you can be doing to save yourself that $50,000 in first year tuition. When your kid comes home and says, you know what, I'm not really learning that much, or you know what, my professors are kind of like they haven't really worked in the industry, or what have you, all of that could be avoided by just doing some homework, some little mystery work, some, you know, inspector's work.
Right. No, that's great. Look, I remember, and it's been many years ago, but there was an agent who came to me and said, oh, you know, you have really good potential and just really, that's the other way that the scam begins. They make you feel like you're a giant, like you're the next it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so we had this conversation, and then they wanted, I can't remember the exact amount, but they wanted several hundred dollars to start showcasing me to various different clients. I ended up probably the reason I did it at the time, I didn't have the few hundred dollars to do it, or I may have fallen for it, so I would have been able to tell you an example of how it didn't work for me. But as it turned out, I did do a little bit of homework on this person, and I realized that they had one person that they were hanging. There was a local anchor that happened to be a friend of theirs, and they supposedly got them a job, and they were using that as sort of the shining star to reel in other people. To my knowledge, I never, after I sort of moved on from that, I never really heard too much about this person again. So my sense is that they moved on to another scam. But it was that's where I was vulnerable. I wasn't looking for a shortcut. I was just looking for someone to have a little more in than I did at the time, because I was just starting out. And so, and again, I'm not saying that agents are like mm-hmm. that. All agents are like that. But you really have to just do your homework. And I know we're hammering on this because it's so important to check out these people who want to be around you, who some want to help you, but for others, they just want to make some money. And if you get helped along the way, that may be accidental. Right. Because that's not the primary goal. Mm-hmm. That's not what they're setting out to do.
Right. And again, we say this, they're at all different levels. You need to invest in your career. Of course you're going to spend money. Of course you're going to get educated. That's a given. But just being careful and aware of how you spend your money and who you spend your money on is really a big deal. I want to mention another one in our industry that is so pervasive that California had to create a law called the Krikorian Act. The Krikorian Act cracks down on scams in California, mm-hmm. you know, mostly LA, of course, and really throws a lot of these people in jail that are coming through to do showcases or do, you know, casting type workshops. But nothing is happening on the other end. Like, literally, it's a total scam. Nothing's happening. Right. And you know what's really sad about this? What's sad is it muddies the water so much for all the good organizations that are doing really great work. Like, at our studio, we have a showcase that we do a couple times a year in New York. And our people love it. And, you know, a number of them get work or they get representation or, you know, they feel the legitimacy of what is going on. So it muddies the water for those kinds of experiences when you have just a plethora of scams going on around you. People literally don't know what's right. legit and what's not legit. And so just for you to note, especially in the larger markets like New York and LA, is actually against the law for casting agencies to run any kind of a training workshop under their roof.
Wow.
And so that is why they get hired independently to go to other people's studios and businesses to run their training.
Wow.
In the smaller markets, not so.
Right, so much.
It's
right.
not really in the radar. But if you think about it, it is a direct conflict of interest, because to go to a place where you're going to get training and in the same place look to get the job, right. there's really a conflict of interest in that. But in the smaller markets, you know, they'll look the other way. In the larger markets, it's against the law.
So the advice we're giving is have your eyes wide open for scams. Not everyone out there who says they're here to help you out are really there to help you out. Mm-hmm. Make sure that you do due diligence, do your homework. Mm-hmm. A lot of the information that's out there, you can find it out on your own. You don't have to spend your money to get it.
They will be helping you to take money out of your wallet.
Exactly. Your wallet will be lighter. Your career will be lighter, too.
Yeah, and stay positive-minded. You know, just stay shrewd and savvy.
So then I was like, do you want to see my Neumann?
Dude, we're still rolling.
What? They're still listening? Don't these people have homes?
Well, since you're still with us, check us out at lalapitascompany.com and littleparkmedia.com and look for Media Monster, the Learning Hub programs. Everything from coaching to podcasts to media events and very cool and necessary seminars and workshops.
By the way, did that lazy tech director ever fix the intro on post?